Hi, I'm Cyndi Lauper. My scalp was covered with psoriasis, which could lead to psoriatic arthritis. But Cosentyx treats both.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for TB. Serious allergic reactions, severe skin reactions that look like eczema, and an increased risk of infections, some fatal, have occurred. Cosentyx may lower ability to fight infections, so tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if IBD symptoms develop or worsen. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX.
Cosentyx works for me.
Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Hi, I'm Ben. I suffer from a condition called writer's block. It strikes when I'm at work. That's why I choose Canva Magic Write. It works fast, generating texts in seconds, thanks to AI.
Common side effects include increased productivity, compliments from coworkers, feelings of satisfaction.
Now I can say bye-bye to writer's block.
Ask your boss if Canva Magic Write is right for you at canva.com, designed for work.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
It's Friday, July 29th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Employers are failing to force people back to the office, and Microsoft's earnings call reveals possible SMB weakness. This is the Business of Tech. As we all try and figure out the weird state of play, here's a smattering of data points that I'm reviewing. New Census Bureau and Harvard University research says that by age 26, 80% of young adults live fewer than 100 miles from where they grew up. 90% live fewer than 500 miles away. Black and Hispanic people live closer to their hometowns than other groups, per the study. And distances traveled rise rapidly at the top of the income distribution, increasing to an average of 325 miles for those born to families in the top 1%. Between June 29th and July 11th, nearly 3.9 million people said they did not work because they were either sick with coronavirus symptoms or were caring for a sick loved one, according to recent Census Bureau data. In comparison, almost 1.8 million people around the same time last year said they missed work for those reasons. Oh, and it's vacation too. Nearly 4.8 million people took time off during the week that the Census Bureau did its June household survey. During the same period in 2021, around 3.7 million were taking time off. A survey of 1,000 UK workers by Slack found that almost 9 in 10, at 86%, would prefer to work longer hours over fewer days by shortening the typical work week from 5 days to 4. Slack found that 66% of respondents say they would look for a job immediately or within 3 months if their company did not offer hybrid or remote working. Boston University surveyed another 1,000 people. More than half of the respondents experienced recurring loneliness, and 15% of the sample population fell into the at-risk category. More lonely employees think about quitting more than the least lonely ones, and co-working and third spaces were found to address this. And the cherry on this series, Insider looks at employees refusing to come back into the office. At companies requiring employees to come in 5 days a week, fewer than 49% of employees are actually doing so, meaning that more than half of their workforces are flat out refusing to comply. And even at companies that require attendance for only part of the week, there's still a sizable share of employees, as high as 19%, who aren't coming in as much as they're supposed to. The most common repercussions employees reported in the work from home survey? Nothing at all. And only 12% of respondents say their employer has fired someone for refusing to come in. Why do we care? Surveys are undoubtedly backward indicators. How much will economic uncertainty matter? Time will tell. But for IT services companies, I suspect the answer is not much. While I'm a bit nervous, most of the analysts I'm tracking are less so. And as we know from yesterday, there's a lot of optimism. So if that's the case, keeping and retaining people isn't going to get any easier. I'm trying to take a broad, inclusive view of people as humans rather than cogs in the machine of work. Savvy employers will consider their entire life, not just their life at work, when considering how to manage them. Oh, and my I told you so? I predicted that companies couldn't force people back in, and it's playing out exactly that way. Don't expect that to change much. What are they going to do, really? So Jeremy on Twitter asked me about Microsoft partner designations that are replacing the existing programs. He noted that the new program is, quote, significantly more difficult to attain and, quote, it isn't exactly easy to navigate the partner site or get help. It seems Microsoft's changes are impacting the bottom line, too. On the earnings call on Tuesday, Chief Financial Officer Amy Hood said, quote, partner transition work hurt growth with small and mid-sized business customers and added that moderation in small and mid-sized business deals had a negative effect on paid Office 365 commercial seats, the enterprise mobility and security business, and Windows commercial products and cloud services revenue. Further quoting CRN, licenses aimed at SMB customers are, quote, primarily sold through a partner, and so we need to make sure we've got the best value props, but got to make sure the price is right, offers right, and make sure that we are tuning that value prop to what small business customers need today, which is great value, Hood said on Tuesday's call. We'll keep executing through a partner. We're in the middle of that transition we talked about last quarter, and we're still working on it, she added. She continued, that is a spot where you tend to see macro weakness show itself. While I can't tell you in particular which part of that was some of the partner transition work we're doing versus macro, it certainly feels like both. And so that's certainly a spot that we're watching. Of course, their shares rose 5% on Tuesday, too, after they included positive income forecasts for the year. And the main driver of growth is the cloud products, specifically Microsoft's Intelligent Cloud segment, which consists of the Azure Public Cloud for application hosting, SQL Server, Windows Server, and Enterprise Services. So I noted Google's cloud revenue was up too, a 35.61% increase from the same quarter of 2021. While their ads business missed revenue expectations, their cloud business is looking strong. Why do we care? My take. Microsoft is convinced their new partner program will get them to more significant growth and more sales. That's the goal. They're in the midst of the transition, and so they're prepared for choppy waters, and more importantly, not being punished yet by shareholders. Each quarter, we should be watching that and see how it improves. If it improves, you shouldn't expect more changes soon, If it doesn't, expect them to course correct. Now is absolutely the time to be trying and address the program changes. And Microsoft, if you're listening, you have at least one partner confused, and you can find him on the @MSPRadioNews Twitter feed. If there's one speaking up, there's probably more. PC-Matic, endpoint security built on a zero-trust default-deny foundation. Finally, a lightweight, simple to deploy, and easy to manage approach to application allow listing. It's the perfect complement to your current security stack. No minimums and no annual contracts. Find out more by visiting pcmatic.com/MSP today. Thanks for listening. It is National Lasagna Day, but it is also National Cheese Sacrifice Purchase Day. Sacrificing cheese is a thing to look into. There'll be a bonus episode this weekend, and I'll be back on Monday. Talk to you then. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.